Next up, we've got Wendy Weissman Fisher with Falls Red With You. I was at the theater a couple nights ago and I saw the musical Suffs, which is about the early 20th century women's suffrage movement. And one of the things that really impresses me about musical theater is just the power of the various performers' vocals and how they seem to be able to effortlessly, like, nail all the notes they're aiming for with even and consistent vibrato at volume. And I got a similar feeling today just listening to the chorus of her track. There's definitely some excellent singing here, and I don't think her voice would be out of place on a Broadway stage. And she also provided a lead sheet with guitar chords for her song, so I plugged in and played along. And the verses are in D minor, and she does this trick where the choruses brighten up to the relative major, which is F. And she leads us back to the verse using an A7, which has a very strong pull to D, in her case, D minor. So this is a really clever use of a secondary dominant to, like, change us from the relative major to the relative minor, which is, I think, a very good trick and an effective use of the change. So that was very cool. There's just one real complaint that I have about this song that I really noticed, and it has to do with the vocal harmonies. So to my ears, they sound super robotic, almost as if they were just, you know, you cut and pasted identical copies of a lead vocal on top of each other, and then you tune them, like, up or down a third. And, you know, we used to do this, and it always sounded kind of robotic. And
how dare you?
And I think over time...
What do you mean, used to?
I think we've learned that it's always better to at least do it with a different take, so that the two vocals are not just moment for moment identical, you know, in time, not in pitch, obviously. And
yeah,
so,
it really sucks that we won all those song fights doing that. Sorry.
But, you know, it's just something that I'm attuned to now. I'm like, oh, these are robo harmonies. And it sounds like, you know, a Cylon is singing a love song to me. So if you're going to do the tuning trick, just use a different take, I think is my feedback.
I think this is fun and catchy as hell, but it kind of feels like the lyrics were written after the song, or like they were written separately and then mashed together, because the cadence is occasionally really awkward. And that's how you get things like the words your boots stretched out to 5 syllables and chose to stretched out to 6 syllables. Some of the lyrics are weird. It seems like a bad Google translation to English. You know, there's some neat stuff in there, but a lot of it's really, really odd phrasing. And I don't know. It's very strange. But much like the last round, the backing music sounds a little robotic, but the vocals are lovely. And I like the harmonies. I had no problem with the harmonies. And the song is catchy and fun, and that's all that really matters.
Yeah, I don't have too much different to say. I'm trying to find meaning in lyrics, and maybe it's a fool's errand. Or was it a blind man's penis, as you said on the last one? You know, so two things. One, I cannot help but hear the chorus of Pink Pony Club when they hit the equinox note, and maybe it's just the same chords or the same thing, but I heard it once and I can't unhear it, and I heard it at the listening party. And the second is there's some lyrics that, you know, it does seem like it's a lot of sort of poetry lyrics as opposed to maybe song lyrics. And maybe that's what Ryan was getting at. But I like the imagery of, you know, pumpkins rotting, wrens flying, you know, apples rotting and things. But there were a few lines that I wasn't sure if they were there just to make the rhyme. So there's a line in the third verse that says the axis cracks beneath their weight. But it's not clear what the axis is of. I'm not sure if it's the axis of the earth. I mean, but again, there's nothing being referenced there. And the second one was right after a line I really like, which is the maples bleed their leaves like flame. What a poetic line. But then the graveyard hums beneath the crown. And I was like, the crown of what? Is it the crown of the leaves? It just felt like it was there to rhyme with drown from the first line. And maybe that's not the case, but I got confused at those two spots. The music is great. The vocal is like operatic almost. You know, sometimes we get that comment for like Sabronica or other bands as well, where it's just like really strong vocal. For me, honestly, I might have liked a little bit more grit and emotion, and maybe that comes in with the sort of robotic backing sort of comment. But, you know, from what little there is in the bio, it sounds like this was a really rough time, I should say. I'm an emotional music listener. I really love it when emotions come across. If a song makes me feel happy or sad or angry or, you know, really bored, like somebody's driving a lot in round one. But, you know, at least I made you feel something. But, you know, if it's making you feel something, even if it's just a little bit of that getting into the take, and so it's not so perfect, it might be magical. That's really the last comment I had on that one.
I agree with what you're talking about with the lyrics. And like verse two is a good example of a verse that there's only one sort of non-problematic line in that. And that is the line, "The roots claw up from autumn clay," which is nice. And like you can imagine it and see it in your mind. But the rest, okay, so the first line is, "The lantern swings, its smoke is gray." Lanterns don't smoke all that much. I mean, when you think about a lantern, smoke is not one of the top 18 things that pop to mind first. And then the next line is, "The scarecrow's grin is torn." I kind of like that. If you imagine sort of a cloth sort of a thing with a torn face or something like that. Yeah, okay, I get it. But it's also not obvious and it's not clear and it doesn't really advance anything. Then the last line is, "The frost winds howl where you were sworn," which seems like it might have been made just to be a weird bad rhyme with torn. And but "frost winds howl where you were sworn," that seems like also not the best way to say anything. So yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying that I agree with some of these lyrics issues. They're weird, and I don't think they match the song very well with the cadence. Why am I harshing this song? I liked it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think, and if I say anything that makes it seem like I didn't like a song, I think there might be one. There might be one in the shadows. But, you know, for the most part, I liked all these songs. So, you know, I'm trying to come from the place of constructive criticism always. You know, it's like, but, you know, my first rule is to try to be kind. So if I'm screwing it up, just call me out in Discord and I'll apologize personally. So.